Welcome back to the Woodbury Report. This is where we talk with people helping struggling teens and young adults. I'm Lon Woodbury, an independent educational consultant located in North Idaho. All the interviews in this series can be found at strugglingteens.com. Today is October 17, 2016, and we're going to talk about social justice, and particularly teaching social justice. I have two guests, Abigail. Hi, Abigail Krause. Welcome. Good to have you here.
Great. Thanks for good to be here, Lon.
Okay. And the other is Trevor Earle. Good to have you here, Trevor.
Thanks, Lon. I'm excited to be here.
Okay. Well, these two are therapists at Alpine Academy, a therapeutic boarding school in Utah. And as part of their work, they're working with a specialty group, and they're teaching concepts of service to underprivileged and social justice. Now, they have eight girls that they're helping to work with the refugee population in that area, and they're helping with English and basic academic needs for this. Some of the people, English definitely is, if not all, a second language. So how did you come about this specialty group? Trevor, you want to try that?
Yeah, for sure. So what actually happened is I'm enrolled in a PhD in counseling program through Oregon State University. And this last summer, one of my classes was a social justice class, and one of our assignments was to kind of do some community outreach and find a way to be part of our community and understand people who are maybe classified as less fortunate. And so I went to the Refugee Immigration Center here in Salt Lake City in Utah, and I involved myself in helping the adult refugees learn English. And just during that process, I thought, you know, this would be a really good thing for our girls to do here at Alpine Academy. And so I contacted the Refugee Immigration Center, and Abby helped a ton too because she works there. And we were able to set it up to get our girls involved in their after-school program, working with other adolescent refugees. And that's kind of how it came about and how it got all set up.
Okay, so talk about a little bit about social justice. What it is, that it sounds, from what you said earlier, a sort of a diversity, appreciation of people that have different backgrounds. But talk about the social justice and what you're trying to, or you're hoping the girls will learn.
Yeah, so we work with mostly privileged girls here at Alpine Academy. They come from pretty privileged families. And what we really wanted to do was help these girls increase their understanding about what's going on in the world. And so we thought, what better way than to interact with people from all over the world in a setting where they can be with refugee individuals. And so what we really are focusing on is just that, increasing our girls' perspective of the world around there, the world around them, and also trying to debunk some of the misperceptions about some of these refugee populations.
Okay, do you have anything to add to that, Abby?
I would also say that within that, how the girls are trying to debunk some of these misperceptions are spending the time with the refugees in this aftercare program, and then after, Trevor and I always give them different questions or different talking points in order to think and about social justice in their own personal life, you know, so either looking at their own stereotypes that they faced or stereotypes that they might have put on different populations, thinking on a broader sense of the injustices in the world based on the experience that they're having in these more experiential times. And then also, how can they themselves kind of fix those inequalities, either personally or on a bigger level?
Okay, so tell me a little bit about the population that they're working with. Abby, you want to be first on that?
Yeah, absolutely. So there's various different populations within this aftercare program. I would say primarily the students are from Syria, from Iraq. There's some students that are from the Congo, from Sudan. So a pretty wide variety of refugees.
Sounds like they're pretty much from the hot spots around the world, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I imagine there's a lot of tragic stories that they'll have and how they came to be refugees and coming to this country?
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of these, you know, families are coming over here from war zones, wanting to have a better life, wanting to provide more for their children. And so the times that these kids are here too is definitely variable. I mean, there are some kids who have been born in the United States here. There's some kids who just came over a week ago. And I think that's also a really cool perspective for these girls, the girls that we're working at Alpine, to see is, you know, while they're also kind of going through, you know, cultural transition, just being at a residential boarding school, these kids are going through a very large one with having to get used to not just the English, but also the different cultures within the school, within their peers, within such different groups of peers as well.
Well, Trevor, you, I gather, you are sort of initiated this by your own experiences. What can you say about what you've observed of this population? I gather you had worked with the adults, and that's where you got the idea of doing this for the school?
Yeah. Yeah, one thing I've really observed, especially with working with this population with the girls, is that really, even though there's a lot of differences culturally and religiously and in their backgrounds, really it all comes down to everybody's just adolescence there. And that's actually some of the things that our girls have reported. They were like, we thought they were going to be weird, we thought they were going to be different, and actually our experience with working with this population has totally challenged that perception. And so that's one of the huge benefits about this group, and one of the things that the girls have really taken away from it.
Now, I understand this is the second, it's about a 2-3 month cycle, I gather, working with them. This is the second group. Can you give me some examples of some of the things that the girls reported, and particularly some with the group that they just finished with? Any results, observations, learning moments?
Mm-hmm. I think one on a so Trevor spoke to that cultural level. I think another piece that came up pretty frequently, like he talked about in the beginning, was the difference in discrepancies within socioeconomic pieces. There was one girl who very beautifully spoke about feeling as though she was kind of middle class, and that there was really only the really rich and then the really poor. I think she reported like children from Africa, you know, and just she recognized, indicating that this was kind of, she was put in a bubble her whole life, and that this experience really did broaden and see that there's a lot of different in between, and at the end indicated feeling pretty grateful for what she had based upon the experience. And that was, several of the girls really did speak to that, seeing kind of what they had and being grateful for those pieces.
Well, thankfulness is a very good trait to learn, and it sounds like what they're learning, and you know, that's of course Christian, and I think all religions teach that. So that's a real insight, because most adolescents aren't too very thankful in my experience.
Yeah. it was a cool one to hear, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. How about, you have any observations on how the students, the refugee students, responded, or what they got out of it, or what have they said?
Yeah, the refugee students have been very positive about their experience. The teachers who are in charge of the refugee students actually said that they look forward to the Alpine girls coming every Thursday, because that's when we do it. That they look forward to interacting with them. They look forward to getting help with some of their homework assignments. And so it's been a really positive experience, not just for the Alpine girls, but for the refugees as well.
Mm-hmm. They've been helping them understand better the American culture, the refugees, that is.
Absolutely. And I think also to add on to that, Lon, is what's cool is that, similar to these girls coming into the experience brand new, this group got to grow together. So while the girls from Alpine were feeling maybe somewhat uncomfortable in the beginning, so were the refugees. And I think it was almost kind of a bonding and learning experience, in the sense of, you guys are, regardless of your culture, regardless of where you come from, your economic status, you guys are kind of going through a very similar experience as we kind of grow in this group together.
I bet they found that they like some of the same music.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
That would be something.
Cool. We had the girls host a few of the activities, meaning come up with an activity for all the group to do, and there was one that they all talked about their favorite things, and there was a lot of similarities, and we did a few groups like that in the beginning, too, of seeing who has very similar interest in music and experiences and also family structure. And I think that was really interesting for the girls to see that they weren't as different probably as they had thought.
Well, that's all fantastic. Now, I presume this is going to be a more or less permanent specialty group in your school?
Yeah, right now, we actually just talked to the Refugee Immigration Center, and since it was such a positive experience for both Alpine and for the Refugee Immigration Center, we decided to continue this group. And so what we're going to do is we're going to break it down to about 3-month segments, go for 3 months with one group of 8 girls, and then switch it around so everybody gets the opportunity, because the girls really want to have this opportunity too.
So I gather the ones that have been involved in the first group talked to the others, and the others wanted to get in on it?
Yeah, that happened, and also they're just, a lot of them just look forward to the opportunity of getting out into the community, experiencing something different, and making a difference in learning concepts and stuff in their own life. So,
well, that sounds like a cutting edge approach to school on that, and something in being a residential school, it's something you uniquely have the ability or better ability to do. Now, why don't you talk a little bit, spend a minute or so about, we're about running out of time, but a minute or so about Alpine Academy. What kind of a school is it, and what kind of a population do they work with? Abby, you want to do that?
Yeah, sure. So Alpine Academy is a therapeutic boarding school that has therapy, school, and also residential units involved. We work with adolescent girls about the age 13 to 18. What makes us different is that we work under the family teaching model, which means that these girls are living in homes with the other girls, with family teachers and associates, while also being able to incorporate their school and their therapy within their week.
Okay, well, if somebody wanted to know more about your experience with the refugees, or if they're interested in Alpine Academy and wanted to hear more about that, how would they get a hold of you or get a hold of the school? What would be the contact, phone numbers and email or and website? Trevor, you want to try that one?
Yeah, so the best way to get a hold of Alpine Academy in general is 1-800-244-1113. And then if you wanted to get a hold of me specifically about the social justice group and more specifics about what we do, you can always email me, and that's terl@alpineacademy.org. That's terl at alpineacademy.org.
Uh-huh. Okay. And the website is www.alpineacademy.org. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay. And Abby, you want to give out your email too in case somebody wants to talk to you?
Absolutely. I can be reached at A. Krause, which is A-C-R-O-U-S-E, at alpineacademy.org.
Okay. Well, very good. I have been talking, this is Lon Woodbury with the Woodbury Report, been talking with Trevor Earl and Abigail Krause, and they are therapists at Alpine Academy, and been talking about a specialty project that they're doing at their school for the girls on social justice by working with the refugee population there in the Salt Lake City area. So the title of it, Experiencing Social Justice. Well, thank you very much, Trevor, Abby, thank you very much. This has been very good.
Thank you, Lon.
Thank you, Lon.
This is Lon Woodbury with the Woodbury Report.